This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get into the Redskins and the Packers, who meet at FedEx Field tomorrow night, in just a couple of minutes. Did you see that yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of Superbad coming out?
That's amazing.
Crazy.
I'm so old. And I guess that's my end. That's actually my summary. I thought I had a third point. That's it. That's crazy, and I'm old.
Perfect movie for 19-year-old me is all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my – that was the summer, I think, going into my freshman year of college, and it was a movie about kids. It was at the time, it was Michael Cera and Jonah Hill going to college and basically the end of high school. I was essentially the target market. It hit the spot, but it was a great comedy.
It doesn't hold up as well as you think, because Jonah Hill's – way whinier than you remember.
Yeah.
In that movie.
But there's
the whole time.
Enough just really, really funny moments.
Oh, it's so well done.
Great lines that are quotable that years later it's still pop culture relevant.
The out of breath Seth Rogen going, "Fast, it's the fastest kid alive. Fastest kid alive." That's one of my favorites.
So some trivia on Superbad from Seth Rogen's Twitter account today.
Ooh.
He listed a bunch of things about the movie.
Because he wrote it, right?
Yeah, he wrote it. Actually, as a kid, basically. He wrote it, like, I think when he was in middle school or high school or something like that. Years later, made the movie. Danny McBride's actually an extra in the background of the first party scene in Superbad. I didn't know that. Evan Goldberg's brother, Dave, drew all of the drawings in Superbad of the male anatomy. So they were actually drawn by the guy that he co-wrote the movie with's brother. Almost all the names in Superbad are people we went to high school with, and lots of the stuff in the movie really happened to us. So all of the crazy things that are happening at the parties and stuff.
Is that right?
The names are legitimate people from their high school, and a lot of the stories actually happen. Just like in Superbad, Mike Snyder actually was the first guy to get a fake ID, and it was awesome.
I like that.
So that's really funny. He goes on. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. If you check out his Twitter account, Seth Rogen, you see all of this here. He says the end house party in Superbad was filmed about a half block away from the OJ murder house.
What?
Which is kind of crazy. My mother came up with the joke that McLovin gets arrested at the end of Superbad. His mom came up with
that's
that
funny.
Joke. Yeah. The cast of Jersey Shore confirmed to me that the phrase DTF or DTF is from Superbad. So apparently he's claiming that they came up with that phrase.
How about it?
That it didn't exist before the movie. But if you want more nuggets on what was a really funny comedy, if you're around our age, you enjoyed Superbad at one point, Seth Rogen is giving you those on his Twitter account. All right, here is, I told you I wanted to quiz you today. I stumbled across this top 10
list. Oh, this is the ambush quiz.
Yes, the ambush quiz. These are the 10 highest paid actresses of 2017. I want you to name as many of them as you can.
Top 10 paid actors? So not actresses, actors.
Actresses.
Oh, everybody.
No, these are actresses. These are females.
Oh, why did I mishear you right there?
I don't know why.
We're 2 feet away. Okay.
Yeah. I got four, and I want to know if you can top that.
There's no
top
way I
10,
do.
You'd be surprised. Some of these are pretty obvious. Top 10 highest paid actresses of 2017.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is number 7 on the list.
Okay. I got that one. Let me see. Halle Berry. She's famous.
She hasn't been in a movie in like 4 years, I don't think.
I think it's important to be in movies.
She's not on the list.
Reese Witherspoon.
How is that your second guess? Reese Witherspoon is not on the list. Maybe this isn't going to be going well.
I don't think it's going to go so good. Yeah. Let me see.
Think about female actresses.
Jennifer Aniston.
Because I have to clarify that for
some
reason.
You're asking the guy that doesn't see any movies to name the top 10 highest paid actresses in movies.
That's actually a great point.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston is number 2 on the
list.
See,
I got one.
Okay, so you've got number 2 and number 7.
Blind squirrel finds a nut.
Kristen Stewart, pouty face, Mick, unfun.
Kristen Stewart, again, may not have been in a movie since
2015. She was in all the Twilight movies and got $1 trillion for that
important
stuff.
To make movies
Guy,
that
the 10 highest paid actresses of 2017. These are not all time.
Okay.
The Twilight movies are 5 years ago.
Yeah, and she was in The Huntsman and got overpaid for that, and then they cut her out of the sequel.
When was that?
I don't know, a couple years ago. Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt is not on the list, but is actually a good guess.
Oh, is so ridiculous. You sound like you say it's stupid. Pipe down, condescending, Dar. Grown-ups are talking. All right.
Has she made a movie this year?
Emily Blunt? I have no idea.
This is actually a time, even though occasionally I get bothered by condescending, Dar, where I think it's completely warranted. Because you saying Emily Blunt was a great guess, the other guesses were a little bit insane. Halle Berry?
Yeah, she's really famous. So okay. She hasn't been to movies, I guess. I don't know.
You haven't named number one, number three, number four, number five, or number six on the list.
Let's see. Katherine Heigl. She's in movies.
Oh, my God.
I am actually mad now. There is actually, and I'm not joking, there's a story in a magazine recently about how she hasn't been involved in Hollywood in 10 years.
Yeah, I somehow missed that magazine cover. This what we can
I think
from
he's
that
doing
on.
A bit. He's
can
trolling.
You find the list from the top highest paid actresses from 2012, please?
Well,
I tell you what we can do. Next time Grant doesn't know something about anything, I'll do the same thing. Well, instead of having fun,
you mean like
we'll
do all the time?
Yeah, we'll be condescending about it. We'll get everyone
like
to jump.
I thought we were condescending to him.
We'll do it on more harsh and less fun.
I know. You are. Don't worry about
That's
it.
That's half my job.
We'll call him a buffoon and an idiot.
Yeah. Danny, guess again, because now I want to keep having fun with
this. Penelope Cruz.
But now you're just trolling.
I'm not. I'm naming female actresses that I can think of.
Okay. I'm actually salty right now. Okay. Danny, I want you to think about 2017, which
that's,
is this year.
It's this year. It's going on right now.
Right. I want you to think about movies and which females would get... Like, you're directing a movie, and you're like, I think if I had that woman in it, it would be huge. Maybe think about a movie that, I don't know, won the Academy Award this year, perhaps. And the star of that movie.
Who played Wonder Woman? What's her name? The Israeli mom.
I don't know. She's not in this.
Okay, she's not on this.
How about This Girl Was in Superbad and La La Land, which won the Academy Award?
Emma Stone.
Yes, she's number one on the list.
Here we go.
$26 million. You got Jennifer Aniston. Number three on this list.
What has Jennifer Aniston been in this year, by the way? She was on Friends in the late 90s.
She's in everything. Jennifer Lawrence, ever heard of her?
Yes, I could have pulled that one eventually.
Okay, there's a semi-funny at times, unfunny at other times, very talented comedic actress.
Tina Fey.
No.
Amy Poehler.
No. Next one that you'll name.
She's funny at times, not funny at other times. Wanda Sykes, I don't know. Where are we going here?
She played Sean Spicer.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Fifth, Mila Kunis.
What has she been in this year?
A lot of stuff.
Anything?
Sixth.
The last time Mila Kunis was in something was that Jack Daniels commercial and then the weird movie with Channing Tatum that was like sci-fi in space that 13
Jupiter
people
Ascending.
Saw. Yeah, 11 people, including Dar, saw it.
Sixth on this list is a little girl, I'm sure. A little woman that I like to claim I discovered.
Emma Watson.
Beauty and the
How
Beast.
How about Dakota Fanning?
Not on the list.
How about Elle Fanning?
Cate Blanchett, Julia Roberts, Amy Adams also would have been acceptable.
Oh, Amy, I should have gotten Amy Adams. What has Julia Roberts been in the last decade plus?
Money Monster. She got paid a lot for that.
Is that the one
with, stunk.
With George Clooney?
That
where,
movie
like, the guy
was terrible, in fairness. I saw that in theaters. She was also in a movie I went and saw with my mom called Mother's Day. Anybody ever heard of it?
No.
Mother's Day. She was in Smurfs The Lost Village this year as well. She's also filming a movie called Wonder and Homecoming, a TV series right now.
Oh.
So she's actually been in five things since 2016.
Somehow I've missed every one of those things.
You love Julia Roberts.
I like Julia Roberts in the 90s.
You did really well on that quiz, Danny.
I did not. I did terribly. I think I got on my own two.
All right, let's do this. Find a list of the top 10 highest paid actors in 2017, and I will try to guess at that to see if I look just as bad, because maybe I will. I mean, it's not easy to take a pop quiz. Also, Danny, we'll do this next. We'll get into the Redskins and the Packers and what we have to see, so we'll be quick with our actors quiz. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.